Can you imagine disciplining your brain and your brain not disciplining you? Can you imagine having your brain under the type of control that when you feeling icky, you tell yourself, bruh, I don't care if you feeling icky or not. That's your business, but we about to go handle our business. Yeah. Mm. Do you know how many more people would be successful, bruh, if when they was icky, they kept working?
Yep.
You know how many more people would be successful? You know how many people lost a whole bunch of their momentum when they weren't feeling good, whether it be emotionally, whether it be mentally, whether it be physically, whether it be spiritually, relationally? You know, bro, that's why the Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Why? Because if you let the sun go down on your wrath, what you actually doing is you pushing pause on all the momentum y'all had. Mm.
Success podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Ah, we got Douglas in the building. Douglas.
Man, he just skipped.
How you feeling? No, I'm saving. We got to save.
Got something for more.
The Grand Marshal goes last.
Oh, okay.
We're going Grand Marshal first.
Not the Grand Marshal out here.
Okay.
There's another parade going on out here.
Grand Marshal.
Still Grand Marshal.
Hey, yeah, he's Grand Marshal.
They got a different kind of parade going on.
Grand Marshal.
Now, that's the truth, though.
Yeah.
That part right there is the truth. Yeah, they don't got the south side.
Right.
Yeah, I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed. I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question.
All right. Now, Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
How you
Grand Marshal Flash.
Man, you know, after that parade, bro, my wrist was hurting.
Mm.
Doing a wave.
The
wave. Doing a wave.
Queen Elizabeth.
I was about to say, Ma, what happened, Ma?
Yeah,
you know, waving at my people, man. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Come on,
Gershon,
talk to us.
Carl was there, man. And
sir.
It was special, bro. Man. City,
what
Chicago.
Was you at, see?
Forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
We decided to go ahead and divide.
We decided to go to conquer.
He actually did say that. He said, I'm going
to
beat up for my man E. He said,
okay.
Out for it.
Oh, okay.
And
God.
The wife. Yeah. So, okay. And then Carl said, yo, you know, I ain't about to leave you out here by yourself.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. And then Gersh was like, hey, Marl, I know them hips bad. I got you at the finish line.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So,
see you at the crossroads.
See you at the crossroads. I'm going to miss everybody.
I'm talking about everybody. As y'all can see, it's a little different. I don't know if y'all noticed. You know what I'm saying? Slight upgrade out here.
Just nothing crazy.
You know what I mean? This is our very first West Coast edition.
Mm.
I think we'll call this S2S West.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
West Side?
We are live. Yeah. If you're not watching this pod and you're just listening, we are outside live and sunny, extra sunny
extra
today.
Sunny.
San Diego, California.
California,
home of
California,
Dr. Thomas. I don't know. Maybe this would be a good time to slide a shot of the hoop court. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Edit that in the pool. Let y'all see. You know what I mean? I don't know if the roles out there. Let them see. Let me tell you something. The hip-hop preacher lived different on the West Coast. Now, when he back in Michigan, he blue collar.
Oh, all day.
But out here, it's anything but.
I think this ain't blue collar
3.0.
No.
No, this the 9-to-5 trillionaire right here.
Oh, bro.
We here, man. How's it feel, bro?
Oh, it feels good to have y'all here.
Yeah.
And to be doing a podcast outside. Yeah, it feels good. We talked about this a long time ago, doing a podcast out here, and I felt like it wasn't going to never happen. And so, yeah, it feels good.
You didn't think it was ever going to happen?
I didn't. I really didn't.
Why not?
Because it wasn't happening.
Because it wasn't happening.
Tell us you were sharing the devil. Right. Who do you think we're going to show up? I'm going to show up.
Yeah,
no
question.
Yeah. I'm out here all the time, man.
Listen, I'm the one that show up to everything. You call me in a drop of a dime, I'm there. You'd be like, Maul, I'm about to. I'd be like, cool. Tell me, he's more strategic about where he lays his head.
Am I?
Yeah.
I show up. Carl. I show up.
Carl definitely the one that probably ain't going to show. Carl will throw a little excuse in there quick. Carl be like, I'm relacing my Jordans tomorrow.
Everybody out here can tell you. How many times I show up, Gersh?
Come on.
All the time.
I show up. That's one thing I will say. I show up.
I think C only shows up when he thinks he needs to show up.
That's it. There you go.
So, like, if you print the picture that, I'm good. I'm all right. Then he's not going to show up. But if you go like, man, I need you.
Yeah,
man, he gonna show up.
I'm gonna pop out and show.
So
anyway,
I don't think I must have been saying it. Yeah. Podcast. Like, I need to do the podcast.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely didn't say that. Yeah. You did not say that, man. But all right, cool. Catch us up, man. I want to hear about y'all life. It's been a minute. I ain't seen you in a minute, Carl.
Man, where do I start?
Come on.
Life is beautiful.
Yeah, praise God.
Shout out to our Patreon fam as well. I want to shout out them real quick. Oh, I know all of them watching. We've been turned up on the Patreon. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say who got it turned up on there.
Okay.
But
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's one person.
Somebody got the Patreon turned up,
it's
man.
It's one person or more.
All kind of debates and stuff on there. But anyway, Carl, what's up?
Man, just let me tell y'all something. Just I'm at the place in life where I'm really happy to be alive.
Amen.
I read it somewhere. Somebody said, it's like, yo, do you understand the odds of being alive together at the same time at this moment? And not taking them for granted. My family's blessed, you know, kids are back in school. Tamisha is not working at Michigan State anymore, but enjoying the season.
Come on, praise God. Praise God.
And just like, just for real, just waking up every day, just like for real in gratitude. Like, yo, I'm 44, Maul, but I'm to that stage where it's like, oh, no. Like, don't take a day for granted. Like, you got up to that, I told Maul. My commitment to Maul last week, I was like, it was like Thursday. I was like, Maul, I committed. A week is not going to pass unless I reach out to you.
Mm.
And I ain't hit him on Thursday. It was like Friday evening. I was like, hey, Maul.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just, hey. And again, just not taking nothing for granted, man. Like, I don't know that he's always going to be able to answer a phone call. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, whoever. But yeah, no, just no complaints, man. Just enjoying life.
No, and after the last pod, that's why I started with you, because people was hitting me up like, man, I feel Carl. Man, you know what I'm saying? I can't remember exactly what we was talking about, but it was something to the effect that you being in isolation and working in isolation sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, anybody else want to share how they've been before I get started? Because I got a few things to piss me off this week. So I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to pie. Y'all look like y'all ready to get in the pool and relax, but I'm here to pie. You know what I'm saying? My wife said, okay, don't be out there playing. You saying you got to go to California to do a podcast.
Then go pie.
Yo, you better come back with some pies, and they better be fire.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come with it.
Oh, you didn't say that part.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
I got here to play. I got some stuff. I'm just like trying to let y'all warm up.
No question.
You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to get right into it, though.
Yeah.
I will say something after tomorrow, though.
No, I was just going to say, man, you know, thank God, bro. I finally found a diet that worked. The E. coli diet.
That
diet is a good diet.
That E. coli.
No, it worked fast.
Oh, come
on. It worked fast, Ma.
Yeah, you talking about a cleansing.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've been down, but I'm going to tell you this, though. So, you know, everybody know about what we talked about on the last podcast or whatever. And I went through that, right? I went through it. I was, you know, losing all this weight. I was before I went for that colonoscopy, I was about 227. And now I average now about 212. But the thing about it is that, and I was telling Carl this because I sent him a picture, and he was like, bro, like, what was you doing? I said, man, while I was going through what I was going through, I was still in the gym.
Yeah, that's good.
I was still working out because I was just saying, like, you know, some people let a tragedy take them out. They just let it, or they use it as an excuse and say, you know what? I didn't work out for the last month because I had this and I was battling that.
Oh, great reason.
You know what? And for whoever listening, you got every reason in the world.
No, every reason.
Yeah. But I see it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
I saw it as an opportunity and I said, all right, you know what? I'm losing so much weight. Let me start finally working on my core.
Yeah.
Like I really wanted to. Let me go ahead and do this. And so that's what I did, man. I went in and I turned.
I remember he got one of them flu diets back in the day.
Yeah.
He had a whole gut. I'm talking about had a flu. My 2 weeks came back with lean meat.
Oh, that's bro, that joke. Bro, that joke ain't no joke, bro. Lil Davion gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Savannah,
bro.
Brother. He came
he
to the
down
crib
for like two weeks.
Down
bro,
two
he came
weeks
back was like
rocky.
Yeah, I'm going to ride this out.
I had tried to ride out into the Cheeto
that
Puffs.
Diet. Yeah,
the flu game. Cheeto Puffs called back.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Cheeto brought you back.
Cheeto Puff brought me all the way back, Ma.
But you, and that was down for a minute, though.
No, I was down for a minute.
That was before the NC State.
Wolf pack.
Lying.
One pack.
One go.
I think it was a drop fit.
You know what I'm saying? It was a drop fit. Will bust you out.
You know what's so crazy, though? I don't...
one pack.
Here's the thing, though.
One goal, one when, band, one man, sound.
What's so crazy, though, Mar, when it comes to speaking, my confidence is so high. Oh, I didn't even switch the shirt out. I didn't switch it out, Mar.
Oh, I saw it. Listen to my words.
Mar, I saw it, Mar. I saw it and was like, nah, I'm going in.
When you speak.
I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm going in. Play a clip real quick. Play that clip real quick.
Y'all playing Benji, like y'all all in it. Like you pop, but you don't have the spirit of pop. You like love pop. You like listening to pop. You like listening to Benji. You like to talk about the grind, but you don't really know what the grind's like. I know what the grind is like. I was homeless. I ate out of trash can. Now, go on the internet right now. I'm one of the number one speakers in the world. I started from the bottom. Like, you like listening to it and see. Started from the bottom. Now, what's your bottom? What is your bottom when you've been worshipped since middle school? You've been tall your whole life, big your whole life. They worship you so much now that you think it's about you. You don't even know what the grind is.
Look like you got tired. You leaned on one guy.
Yeah.
Oh, but
he just was acting like he wasn't involved. Mar, I had to get in and get that energy, my boy. Something.
It was like Chunky E could tap into another reserve.
Chunky, he could go.
I'm telling you, bro.
Luther definitely was and at his fires when he was big.
I was always happier.
Yeah.
Always.
For sure.
Bro, I done ran 7 miles 3 days in a row.
Eating clean.
I'm not happy.
No.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy, bro, at all. Yeah. But when I was, oh, man, I know we had some.
We
got
to take our pilgrimage, too, to the Bodhi tribe.
We had to.
They might not let me in.
We got to get to the motherland.
Yeah, no, you got to let nobody in. They won't let nobody in, unfortunately. But just give me some Cheeto puffs. We'll get back. We'll get back to it. Finish what you said.
Give me 2 weeks. Okay, what was we talking about? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying how, you know, I saw it as an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, people missing that. Not to go deep into the pot, which I don't even know what we're talking about, but a lot of people, man, they let tragedy stop them from their triumph. You know, they let it stop them, and as opposed to seeing it as an opportunity to really go in.
No question.
And, you know, and it's hard. Don't get me wrong, it's hard.
No, I'm not. It's not hard, Maul. I'm going to tell you why it's not hard.
No, it was hard straining while I was holding. I had to keep going.
I'm saying it's not hard because you did it before you got sick. You know what I'm saying?
You did it before you got sick, bro.
You feel me? And so then when you got sick, your body was like, yo, let's, like, why would we do something different?
Yeah.
Like, this is what we do. So the body would actually feel worse if you didn't do what you always do. Mm. And so I just want to say to the people who are listening, you know, we can't wait until we feel like it to do it. Like, we got to do it. As soon as it's a thought in our mind, you know, I look at this opportunity here, man, and it's what you said, Ma. I had to, one, make an adjustment on how I saw money.
Yeah.
Right? You have to make an adjustment on how you see working out. Like, working out can't be somebody asked me to – oh, my mom. My mom was, like, asking me about the marathon. And so I just told my mom, I was like, Ma, I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I don't need a medal. Like, I don't need nobody, like, somebody, hey, you should run a half a marathon. I done ran a bunch of them in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
My body knows I ran it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people want, you know, to go somewhere and run with a bunch of people, get a time, get a medal. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying I don't want to make this a goal, Maul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to make this, I'm going to run the marathon. Then I've seen people who have run a marathon, and then a few months later, they don't look like they ran a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they reached their goal.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they wanted to do. And I'm like, Ma, I just want to run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want it to be a lifestyle. I just want to wake up.
Yeah.
If I got time, I run 7. If I got time, I run 13. If I'm by myself somewhere and I ain't got nothing but a whole day to two by myself, I'm about to go try to run a marathon. You know what I'm saying? So, and I might get my boy to run it with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I'm just saying, I was like, Ma, I want to stop being a cessationalist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing how that is hurting people. Because as long as you feel good, you good.
Mm.
But then once you don't feel good, which you're not going to always feel good,
right,
you end up forfeiting everything you've ever done because you don't feel good. And it's like, yo, we got to get out of that. We got to get out of that mindset. And we got to get into the – I said something on the second edition of a second episode of TGIM, I was like, yo, you're not winning because you're not focusing on winning.
Mm.
S2S fam, let's talk about learning and growth. Remember the excitement of going back to school and discovering new things? As adults, it's easy to lose that sense of curiosity and wonder. What's something that you'd love to learn now? Maybe it's gardening, a new language, or finally beating your best friend at bowling. Therapy can help reignite that curiosity and sense of discovery in your life. After all, your back to school season can come at any age. Therapy isn't just for dealing with major life events. It's also a fantastic way to gain new skills and perspectives. It can help you learn positive coping strategies, set healthy boundaries, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Whether you're looking to understand yourself better or just need a little support, therapy can be a valuable tool. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, making it convenient and flexible to fit your schedule. Simply fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time without any extra charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/success today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/success. As parents, our kids depend on us for everything: food, shelter, love, and support. And that's an enormous responsibility. But have you ever thought about how they'd manage if something unexpected happened to you? I know it's a tough topic, but having term life insurance can provide peace of mind. Knowing that my children and loved ones can have some financial support even if I'm not here, that makes all the difference. And that's where Fabric comes in. Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required. If you've got kids, and especially if you're young and healthy, the time to lock in low rates is now. Even if you have life insurance through your employer, it may not offer enough protection for your family, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. Fabric has flexible, high-quality policies that fit your family and your budget, like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. It's all online and on your schedule, so apply when it's convenient for you. There's absolutely no risk. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric was designed by parents for parents, and now they're partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. And guess what, guys? They have over 1,900 five-star reviews on Trustpilot with a rating of excellent. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/success. That's meetfabric.com/success. meetfabric.com/success. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
That, bro, it's simple. Yeah, yeah. You're not focusing on winning. I told somebody that I love, bro. I was like, yo, why did you post that on the internet? Like, what was that about? Like, and I said, look, don't get it twisted. I'm not mad at you. Like, you might be thinking I'm calling to check you. I'm not. I'm saying that it was something you wanted to accomplish. It was no way that was going to happen with you going on the internet and posting. Mm. You're not talking to the person that you're talking to. How you not? You're
it's
not
called sneak dissing.
No, but I'm just saying.
It's a new
and
thing
more,
all the kids
and more.
Doing.
And I love it. But sneak dissing is not going to let you're not going to win sneak dissing.
Yeah.
So whatever your reasoning for going and posting something online, like, you put energy into that. You put effort into that.
Editing, lighting.
Bruh, you had to go because they gonna get you if your stuff ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruh, there's no way you're going to tell me you sneak diss, if that's what you're calling it, and you did one edit, one draft. It's not possible, bruh.
Yeah.
You did at least 3 to 4 drafts.
Yeah, you put thought
Thought into that. And you might have had somebody look at it for you first before you went out. Bruh, that's effort.
All that effort.
That's energy.
Yep.
But there's no way you can win with that.
Yeah.
Because it's not designed to win, because you're not dealing with the person that you got a beef with so that you can fix it. You feel me? And so what I'm starting to learn more is a lot of people not winning because you're not trying to win. Mm. What you're trying to do is you're trying to do something when you feel good. That's not a strategy for winning, bro. Nowhere in the world can you see people who are ultimately have reached the highest level that they did what they felt like when they felt like it. That's not a winning strategy. A winning strategy is, yo, I got 365 days. As close as I can get to 365, I got to take a couple rest days. I got to do whatever. But the closest I can get to 365, exercising, it's going to be, when that happened to me, my body going to be like, bruh, let's go. When you don't, bruh, can you imagine, and forgive me, I know we were supposed to be getting started. I took this somewhere, but watch this. Can you imagine disciplining your body and telling your body when we don't feel good, we still work out, we still train.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your brain? Can you imagine disciplining your brain and your brain not disciplining you? Can you imagine having your brain under the type of control that when you feeling icky, you tell yourself, bruh, I don't care if you feeling icky or not. That's your business, but we about to go handle our business.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know how many more people would be successful, bruh, if when they was icky, they kept working?
Yep.
You know how many more people would be successful? You know how many people lost a whole bunch of their momentum when they weren't feeling good? Whether it be emotionally, whether it be mentally, whether it be physically, whether it be spiritually, relationally, you know, bro, that's why the Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Why? Because if you let the sun go down on your wrath, what you actually doing is you pushing pause on all the momentum y'all had.
Mm.
So all the momentum y'all had as a couple, all the bliss, all whatever y'all had, the dates y'all went on, the cruises y'all went on, the destination, you are literally saying to your marriage, yo, I'm putting all that momentum on pause. Why? Because I got attitude. Imagine your feelings having so much control over you that your feelings is telling you, hey, we're in our feelings, bruh. Don't be the good husband that you normally are. Don't do that for your wife.
Mm-mm.
Don't do nothing for her right now. You got attitude. Don't say nothing to her. Don't do nothing for her. Hey, your kids, you got attitude with them. Don't be the loving person that you normally are. Yeah. Don't do that. Be a jerk. Like, that's what your feelings is telling you to do when you're doing them. So whatever's happening, when you act like that, there are legitimate, for those of you who are on the digital 365 coaching with ET, you know, one of the things I ask you every day is, what were the consequences of that?
Yeah.
What was the consequences? So, Ma, I'm listening to you like, bro, you got minimal consequences if you got E. coli. And I'm calling you and you like, E, call me right back. I'm in the basement. I'm like, you in the basement doing what? I'm working out. Hmm. Like, Ma, you weak. You suck. How you doing it? But your body is saying, yo, we control this. Yeah. Sickness don't control this.
Yep.
Environment don't control this. That's a different man. Those are different outcomes.
Yep.
Versus I get an attitude and I'm like, I'm out. Bro, that, like, it's going to cost me. If I'm out for a day, if I'm out for 3 days, if I'm out for 40, like when the Bible said, don't let the sun go, like God is not playing. Like he's not saying stuff because he ain't got nothing else to do. He's really showing you like, hey, that's why I tell people, bro, again, everybody who's running marathons. And if you're running 7 miles a day for 3 days, you pretty much just did a marathon. I'm not telling you what to do. We all do whatever, we all do what's best for us. But I don't like to walk, Ma, when I'm running because it's something about when I start walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other day I ran 1:30 straight. I was like, E, I already know me. Bruh, if you stop and start walking, there's something about my brain, Ma. Now, you, somebody else listen to this. I got to discipline myself to get to where you are. But you can walk and rest and keep going. For me, Ma, as soon as I stop running, my body like, we through? Yeah. I'm like, no. We got four
just a little
more.
Break.
No.
Just a little break.
Come on, E, we through.
Like, just a little respite.
Rest, bro. Like,
respite.
What are you doing this for? So, yeah, Ma, to your point, yes. Yeah, we need to get that muscle memory going, and we need to form disciplined habits so that even when we don't feel like it, our body doesn't care about how we feel. It knows what the routine is, and it can activate, you know, routine mode.
You know, and not to, you know, keep this alive longer. That ain't what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, please talk about
you said in sickness and we talking about like that.
Yeah.
But it's really in health.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like when things
that's
is good, that's when you go to chill mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I think being able to do it in sickness and all of that is one thing.
Yeah.
Being able to keep your foot on the gas when you up is that's how you get Kobe.
Yeah.
That's how you get Jordan.
Yeah.
And that's how you get these legends. You know what I'm saying? Like they was already up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jordan got 5 chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you still the first one in the gym last to leave. So if you want to take it to that next level, it's not just about doing it when you sick, right? Because everybody, you know, that's hard to do or whatever. But it's like most people, I'm up. And that's when they go to chill mode. You know what I'm saying?
No
I'm
question.
Up. And that's when you're like, me and my wife, we good. I ain't got to do the flowers. She's smooth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like being able to take it to that next level as well. So don't think if you out there and you listening and it's like, oh, okay, when I'm sick, I got it. It's like, no, you got to push, you know, regardless. I wanted to, Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I'm trying to say this, you know, without,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but I thought you got the bucket.
I was going to say, we ain't got the bucket.
We had the bucket in a while.
Okay, yeah, bring out the bucket,
we
bro.
We left the bucket.
I think
we
this
left
is a great time.
In the pool.
That's plenty in the pool. We don't need no bucket. That bucket is the hood.
No, I'm just saying. So, it was, man, you try to do stuff for your people, you know what I'm saying? And I had a friend who... You know what I'm saying? I had a
friend, Ma.
What a start there.
I had a friend.
No. I'm talking about for real. I'm being for real. And, you know, they was like, yo, I need, you know, you know, they was down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know me, I'm always like, okay, cool. I got you. And they do have a skill set. And they went and did some work, you know, for some people or whatever. And, you know, like, I'll be real. Like, when they did it, I was like, okay, the person was like, yo, you sure this is, I was like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And,
Cosign.
You know, they did a good job. It was decent, but they overcharged like crazy. Mm. And I was like, but because it was my relationship, the individual was like, okay, cool. And then they hit me like, yo, is this
the normal
and we had a conversation about what they should charge. They was like, yo, this is your people, so I don't want to. Yeah. And we agreed on what we was going to charge. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, hey, like, these are my people. They didn't even, like, I'm referring. I don't need no bread back. You don't got to shoot me nothing. Like,
right.
And, bro, they charged them, like, double. Mm. And I was like, and they.
My.
Right. And so, again, I'm not mad at nobody prices. You charge what you charge, you know, and they didn't have no complaints really about the work, but it was a standard thing, right? And so let's say market rate is $3,000, you know, like for a good job.
Yeah.
It was like six. And they hit me like, yo, okay, cool. But like, it was just a little higher than we, you know, we had got other estimates around the same number that he and I had agreed to. Yeah. And I was like, you know, I hit him and it was like, I ain't gonna say he had an attitude, but it was like, now all of a sudden he got all of these justifications, right? Like, oh, well, you know, all of these amendments. But I'm like, you knew the scope of the work and you seen the scope of the work before we even.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I'm like, yo, hit me back and say, hey, bro, I know what we, you know, talked about, but whatever. I got to find out now round the way. Yeah. And they looking at me like, yo, we really weren't even gonna go with my man, but you.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking like hoping my people ain't like, is you getting a kickback or something? I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just trying to look out.
Mm, that's good.
And it's funny because I was pissed about it, right? But at the same time, I'm getting this news. I was on the flight, and I have my kids with me. And a lot of times when I'm with the kids, bro, flight prices astronomical right now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Bro, it's four people, bro. I'm like, we in the back. I'm talking about I'm in the toilet, but in the back, like. We in the back row, E, and as I'm getting this stuff, right, I was like, oh, in the back starving. I'm like, yo, and I don't know what it is, but it's like when I fly first class, bro, I don't even eat none of them snacks.
Yeah.
I don't even grab, like I used to grab them because Avery used to like the little cookies and stuff. She don't even like them no more.
Yeah.
So I literally just be like, I'm good. Bro, I was in the back of that plane at the same time I'm going through these texts.
Yeah, them snacks.
Them Delta cookies taste like an A5 steak.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm talking about like.
Yeah, no, I know where you're going now.
You understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly where you're going now. Yeah, I know exactly
Maul
where you're going.
Maul ain't with me yet.
Oh, no, I know exactly where you're going.
Bruh.
Yeah, no, I know exactly where you're going, bruh. Yeah.
You in the back and you feeling deprived and you feeling like.
Yeah.
So stuff that ain't usually like.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at my man like, yo, you've been flying coach for so long.
Yeah.
That it's like they came around with the cookies.
Yeah.
And you was like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, and again, I want y'all to understand something, bro. As the plane goes by, listen to that. That's the same plane I was just on.
Oh, yeah.
With the cookies.
I think that's the one of them the Air naval fight. Boys. Yeah.
Listen
that's
to one what
of
I'm telling
boys,
you.
Right?
Listen. Is it?
Put the headphones on, make sure.
I can't see.
Oh, no, you can definitely
don't worry
hear.
About it. They can hear me. Yo, check. You still got me, right? I'm going to make sure y'all hear this because I'm about to go,
go
somewhere
deep.
Past
See,
the rock.
I got you.
What was I about to say?
No, you said it, bro.
Okay, no, I got
back.
It. I got it back.
You in the back.
I got it back. Yeah. So
starving.
Yeah, it's just like.
That brother hungry.
Bro, your perception.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The same flight, if I was in first class, I promise you. Well, bro, I start getting. Bro, I text you. I said, E, I'm in the back. I sent him a picture. I said, I'm in the back, bro. I'm humble. And look, I said, bro, I need water.
Yeah.
I don't be thinking about no water at the store before I go to the back.
No.
Bro, I'm in the back of the plane. We the last ones to get. Dog, I'm seeing she up there in 17. Yeah. I'm in 65.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a minute.
I'm looking like
they might run out of water, but bro,
I almost start having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the perception was that I'm in lack.
Yeah.
Even on that same flight, I might have been in first, not even tripping.
Not even thinking about it.
Bruh, I want y'all to hear something. Because I don't want y'all to think this no Hollywood talk. This no, oh, you fly. No, this ain't nothing to do with that. Bruh, we had this mentality when we were broke. We still had the mentality that, bruh, right is right, wrong is wrong. We're going to do right by people. We never going to overcharge. We're going to make sure that we stay solid. It don't matter. Bruh, we ain't had nothing. I'm talking about packing up the Honda and driving to New Jersey, bruh. We ain't never overcharged nobody. We never took a penny that we didn't earn or deserve or try to gyp nobody out nothing or try to. Again, it's not even. Bruh, it's crazy, Ma. It's not even that you did something illegal or. Maybe not even. I don't even know if that's shady.
No, it's unethical.
It's unethical.
It's price gouging.
It's like your lack has made you do that. So now instead of saying I'm gonna do it for the price that we talked about, whatever, you know my people balling, and it ain't really no big thing to them. So now you done charged them, and now you thinking it ain't that deep because they got paper, but they calling me on the side, and now I'm not about to refer you to nobody else.
Yep.
And now they not about to refer you to nobody else.
Hmm.
So now you done cut off your water at that $6,000 when they might have a few other friends who got
grand.
A friend who got, right? I'm just saying.
$60,000.
But it's the mentality. And somebody tried to tell me, well, that's easy for you to say. Y'all doing this, y'all doing that. Oh, yeah. No, bruh. This is the mentality that we always had. And we approached every situation like that. And I'm just telling y'all, like, my heart was hurt because I was like, dang, like, bruh, you called me in like some.
In a situation where I can't even help you no more.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I feel like if you didn't operate from a poverty mindset in a place of lack of, like, again, that same exact situation, I'm in the back, I think I'm about to die and starve. You not. It's the perception because you looking up there going, oh, if I was up there, it wouldn't even be that deep. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
loud and clear. For me, dog, I just wanted to know from y'all, one, when you're dealing with situations like that, have you ever dealt with a situation like that? And then, E, you got to speak to the mindset that we had. I'm talking, when I say broke, like, again, I ain't, I walk 30 miles to school each way, but I'm like, yo, I was borrowing money from my mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to, like, cover the rent. I was like for real, telling my wife, we can't go to the Cheesecake Factory right now. This is when we were grown. This is in my mid-20s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but
and
I still wasn't
operating from that spot in terms of integrity.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word broke, and I think this is where people go wrong, Ma. People use, and I'm saying this for real, Ma, because C's saying it, and people are going to, you know, mimic what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I clarify. Right. The reason why I was like, y'all, we not broke is because if we compare ourselves to where we come from, we good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we ain't grew up going to the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
You feel me? So for me, it was like, yo, let's just, like, I get it. I get where we going, but we can't necessarily use where we're going as a distractor to where we are. Like, where we are right now. Like, bro, you the man on campus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you ran a program, the governor, you got the mayor, you killing the game, bro. You got you and your family eating on the weekends together. Y'all don't look like I came over there. Y'all eating meat. Bro, my mother grew up, bro. They wasn't eating meat, Ma. They wasn't eating meat with every meal, bro. They was eating potato soup.
Right, not because they ain't want it.
You feel me? They didn't have the money for that. My grandma had 14 kids, including her. They didn't have that kind of bread. So when we broke, bro. We walking to the store, getting turkey pastrami, eating sandwiches together, chips. We got drink. Ma, we eating, Ma. We ain't on welfare. We ain't in a Focus Hope line. For those of you who know Focus Hope, we ain't no Focus Hope line, Ma. So I would just be like, we ain't desperate. So don't act like we desperate. Mm. Now, are we ambitious? You feel me? Are we ambitious? Yeah. Do we believe that this is where we gonna land? Yeah. Absolutely not. Y'all see where we at right now. This is what we saw when we was at Michigan State University in that little small room.
Yeah.
Carl, show him the room. We've just ended up
there. That was my office right there, y'all. That was me right there.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Carl right here.
This was the office, y'all. Where all the work got done.
Wow. Show them the room. This is where we were, Maul, but I was trying to explain to the team, yo, we got more than any generation has ever really had, bruh.
Right.
Carl
right.
from Barbados, not trying to be disrespectful, that ain't like no wealthy country, bruh. So we ain't never really, so we good. So what we not gonna do is we're not going to sacrifice the thing we rich in, and that's our character.
Yeah. Mm.
We already rich in our character, bro.
Okay, yeah.
We already that's multimillionaires right in terms of our ethics,
how we treat it.
Bruh, bruh. No, hey, it hasn't.
I'd rather have the integrity first than the money.
It hasn't. Because when she talked about, you know, I've been able to be a part of basketball programs, bruh, the reason why Connecticut is different, bro, when you there, bro, coach told me, don't take a picture right now. I'm like, coach, he go to championship right now. He like, yeah, but you not helping us with the one we won.
Yeah.
You helping us with the one we trying to win.
Yeah.
So we don't want to put you under the one we won because that's really fake because you didn't help us win that one. We brought you here because we trying to win two in a row.
Yeah.
So come back next year. That's a different mindset, Maul. Somebody else will be like, Go ahead and get you a pick under here. He like, no. Matter of fact, do me a favor, y'all. Let's put E under where we're going to put the banner next year.
Wow.
Let's put E up under there.
Vision.
And let's take the picture there. Hey, and do me a favor. Everybody point at the blank spot. Hmm. So when E come back and he point at that, but it's a different mindset, bro.
More nipples got hard.
Yeah. It's a different mindset. You feel me? You feel me? But when you look at the Lions, no disrespect, the Lions got a banner that says, we went to the playoffs.
Playoffs.
That's a different mindset, Maul.
I ain't gonna lie, I was geeked.
But you got the
Boston
Celtics.
You've been in the back for so long.
It's a new day.
Yeah, but the Boston Celtics is like, we not hanging that joker in the main arena unless we win the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different mindset. So my thing was like, hey, be careful. Yeah, he was young. Be careful, bruh. Like, God brought you into my life because you willing to take a backseat role, because you willing to not take a job that's going to interfere with what we are, because you're going to be ethical and go E. I know you said what you said, but, you know, I'm thinking about with Candace, can I get your blessings? Because you're going to mentor my son.
Yeah.
Because, bro, this is why I got you, bro. If it was money, I could pick anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't know that historically we see where money is a direct correlation to somebody's success and health.
Mm.
But I do see from what I read in the Bible and what I've seen from certain people, when you do have character, Maul, it's like your credit score with humans is out the roof.
Right.
And I would rather go with the credit score of CJ, you know, Carl, not being shit. Bruh, we all in a bank account. Ain't nobody never stole no money. We all got charge cards, bruh. Mm-hmm. I'll be real with you. It's people in the company who might, you know, they might get a couple, you know, a couple hundred here and there.
I know.
You
know what I'm saying? A couple cats got me for a couple dollars. I can't go off.
You know what I'm saying?
I done had a couple come up missing.
I'm just saying, but I knew with them,
No.
I ain't gonna have that problem. And so it's just a piece that you have.
Yeah. I think where my mind is, and it hurts, Maul, is the fact that, and I'm going to use the amount you said. I don't know if that's the amount or not. 6,000. That 6,000 you're going to use, watch this, Maul, not to invest.
Mm.
That 6,000 you're about to go cover up a hole that you dug probably 6 years ago.
Yeah. And you probably can't cover it with
and
the whole six.
You can't cover it with six.
Yeah.
So it's like you're saying you're cutting off your
hustling
water
backwards.
Supply.
Yeah.
But you ain't even going forward.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, you literally, I'm just trying to think of that mindset for real. Like, I need it so bad. I need the water so bad because what happened 6 years ago, 5 years ago. So now I'm operating out of lack of integrity because I'm trying to fill that.
Yeah.
I'm not even I'm going to say it like this. If you was trying to invest in something, I might almost give you a pass.
Yeah.
I might almost give you a pass because I won't have to come back to you. I can burn this bridge
because
I'm about to invest. I need six more to get this property or something.
Yeah.
I'm almost not
I'll never need you
mad.
Again.
I might never need you. Yeah. Almost. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Because you
got
a plan.
You.
But like as it is right now, you
I guess the problem I got is just like, them type of people who always in hustle mode, you never up.
Never.
It's always like you
chasing.
That's
because they going at the money. You can't go at the money.
So you saying the mindset comes before the money? Come on, now talk to me, bro.
At the same time, it don't take character to make money because we know a lot of slime ball millionaires.
Yeah. It doesn't take character to make money, but a lot of times it takes character to keep money.
Hmm.
How closely are you tracking your subscriptions? Most people think that they spend around $62 a month, but the real number is closer to $300. Listen, you'll be shocked when Rocket Money reveals all the subscriptions that you've forgotten about, some of which you may actually be paying for twice. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions, monitors spending, and it helps you to lower your bills to grow your savings. It provides full control over subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. If you see something that you don't want, you can cancel it with just a few taps. The app's dashboard shows monthly spending compared to the previous month, and it helps to track spending habits and create a custom budget. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. Just submit a picture of your bill, and they can take care of the rest, dealing with customer service for you. With over 5 million users, Rocket Money has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So do yourself a favor and stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/S2S. Again, that's rocketmoney.com/S2S. rocketmoney.com/S2S.
If you think about it, a lot of people that made money, but they lost that money, whether it was from divorce, whether
IRS.
It was from, you know, whether it was from anything, you know what I'm saying? They lose it. But money is the byproduct of everything that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, the money is the easy part. But when you think about that, think about the relationship value. And I think a lot of people don't look at that, dog.
Yeah.
They don't think about that relationship value.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, if he would have.
I got you good, bro?
No, I think you want I was trying to lift it up a little bit. There we go. Yeah, so like if like your guy.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am. So just think about your guy, bro.
I want to acknowledge the fact that I just
with him, bro. You don't know what
I'm saying. I see you know, trying to lift it
he
up.
He could have been rubbing E. coli on my mic. Right?
Pause.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't ever say I'm rubbing your mic. You know what I'm saying? Got it.
I'm laughing because we just talked about a whole pause.
T-Ron, my bad.
Yeah, T-Ron.
I got the T-Ron spirit.
But if you think about like if your guy would have did. If it just did right. Not ask him to do extra.
I'm saying just call me. Just if there was any type of discrepancy, call me, let me know. Had a client know like you just and they was
that's too
like,
much
oh,
like
okay.
character though.
But now I'm taking it so
too much like
and
character.
And you didn't say nothing. I had to find out from you didn't even call and tell me.
Yeah.
I had to find out from around the way.
Yeah. So you know when you were speaking, right? When you was bringing this whole scenario up.
Oh, I could think of a couple.
I started sweating because I started having flashbacks.
I know. Hey, and when you as rich as Ma. Everybody done tried.
But that's the thing too, bro. We experienced this, and all of us have experienced this.
Yeah.
You too. We've
now you throw their names out though. I was
no,
too
I'm not throwing no names out.
I was scared.
No, I ain't.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying we've all experienced this.
Yeah.
Where we have to get estimates on something that we need fixed in our house before the people actually come to our house.
Absolutely.
Because the second they come through the door, it's like that's a different kind of menu. Yeah. It's like
No.
You guys come on a different boat. It's like, and then now you want to come.
They done walked into Zamunda.
You want to bring it, you want to charge something different.
Yeah,
it's like,
bro,
what's your price?
What's your price, bro?
Like, why you got to come see the crib, dog? I'm telling you, I sent pictures of what's wrong.
Oh, I could give you a prime example, and I could use my man Paul. I could say his name. Bro, my man told me I had a big box company come out to look at my AC unit. And I guess whatever type of unit I had, they discontinued or whatever. So it really just like dude told me, all right, you need a, he came out 30 seconds. You need a whole new one, $5,000, whatever he said. We get a new, all the pumps, everything. Something told me, like, I just didn't, like, I called like the first number on Google.
Mm.
Something said, you'll just get another opinion. Go to like page 3 of Google. You know what I'm saying? Like when you hit AC repair in my area, and I looked at my man. And it was like a family-owned business. They was out of my town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he good reviews, everything. I called my man. He came over. I said, you know, he looked at the unit. He said, yeah, you got a couple options. He said, yeah, you could get a new one. And I could do that for about, it was like $3,500, $1,500. I was like, okay, you cheaper than my man already. I don't know if it's apples to apples, whatever. He said, but really, bro, ain't nothing wrong with your system. It just needs to be charged. Mm. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. He's like, bro, it's $200. He said, now, it could last you 6 months. It might last another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I can charge it up. And you just, I said, well, for 200, we can just charge.
Let's give it a shot.
See where it goes. It's worth a try.
That thing lasted like almost 2.5 years
wow.
off a charge.
Yeah.
And then it did go out. And then my man, and guess who I called? I saved my man. Now he do, I promise you, he got my neighbors. He got everything. Yeah, shout out to my man, Paul. My man will come over. Bruh, it's hot in Georgia. Mm. Yeah. Bruh, he'll come over. Bruh, midnight, your joint out. Wow. Family can't sleep. He'll pull up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But just that integrity. Now, look, the big box, my man probably getting salary. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't care nothing about you. Mm-hmm. This dude owned the company, so the money really coming to him if he's scamming.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
The dude who told me, oh, $5,000, you just walking out, you ain't even getting that whole five. Right. My man, this is him and his father's company. He could have easily been like, I just told him I got an estimate. So he could have easily been like, oh, yeah, I replaced your whole system, everything. My man, it was 2.5 years. Boom, he came back. Now he do my AC. He do my neighbor AC. Wow. He do training them AC.
Well, you just said that happened with the pool guy. Remember when I was at your house?
What'd he do?
He looked out. You thought you was about to spend thousands of dollars,
thing.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
My man
nah.
was like, hey, see.
Oh, yeah, no. He just fixed it for the, he fixed it. Was like, yo, you ain't got to do all of that. But again, I don't know. I ain't never even been back there to look at that equipment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, it's something about more when you operating in that integrity, what the world give you back. And so I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was just like, it's right there in
now,
that
I'm
example.
Just saying, too, and people just need to really hear what they're saying when we're talking about operating in integrity, because it's future value in things. It's future value in relationships, bro. Yeah. It's future. It ain't always about the money. It ain't always about like, oh, let me try to get up. That's that, go back to what you're saying, that lack mentality where you're trying to get as much as you can at one time.
Yeah.
Because you don't think you're going to get no more. You don't think you're going to ever get this opportunity again. So like, let me just get as much as I can from this person and then move on to the next victim.
For sure.
Opposed to saying, man, you know what, dog? It's value in relationships. Like, man, this C guy.
More important than anything.
Man, it's right. But people don't understand.
Then you would have had a relationship with me.
Exactly.
You
would have
kept our relationship.
How many people did he actually just erase relationship wise?
Bruh. And you need the work. It ain't even like your phone blowing up. You clearly, because you done called me for it. But you just so on that quick, like, I got to get it right now and it's never going to come again.
Now,
but
see,
like I said, it's that lack.
I'm still dealing with that where, you know, I know you probably still friends. But you know, I cut.
Oh, Marla, cut him off. Forget your name.
I cut him off, bro.
No, Marla, forget your name.
Listen, I will forget your name.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because the Bible says forgetting those things which are behind. And pressing forward to those things which are ahead.
No question.
And if you.
What does it say about forgiveness?
Yeah, definitely. Forgive.
Right, nobody said forgive.
Yeah, forgive.
Don't forget.
Yeah, forgive. But. No. I got you, Marla. No. Forgive, but don't let it repeatedly happen, because if you repent. Repent means to turn away.
Yeah.
So if a person keep doing it to you, then you can forgive them, but you can't keep doing business with them because they are. But I just wanted to say, man, we live in a world, unfortunately, where people do that because people value money more than they value relationships.
Yeah.
And what people have to understand is this. If you could lose one mall, and really it depends on where you live. Again, because of where we live, so much value is placed on money.
Yeah.
You feel me? But in other places, Ma, they don't necessarily have the same type of currency that we have.
Mm-hmm. Bodhi tribe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're not on that.
Yeah,
they're not on that. They're on the relationship. And the stuff that they need, again, we talked about this, they barter.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got wheat, I got bread, you got cows, you got milk. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying we have to be careful, because money has been allowed to really distract us from a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking our attention, and we think I got to have it. But, bro, at the end of the day, everything you're getting for what? Bro, if you build a house and you don't have nobody to put in it, bro, or you don't have no friends to come over, or you don't have nobody to fellowship with you, bro, like, okay, so you got a car, but you're not going to nobody's house.
Yeah.
You're not picking nobody up. Nobody is driving in the car with you. Every time you get in the car, you're going somewhere, you by yourself. You don't have nobody to talk to. Bruh, you'll go crazy. And just in the real world, if you are left on an island by yourself, you only going to survive for so long. Like, we are humans. We were made for relationships, and we have switched that out completely.
Yeah.
We've switched that out completely for whatever. Bruh, you can have the money. Now, do I want my rent to be paid? Yeah, if it was another way to do it, I would love to do that. But when you say, like, no relationship with Jamal. You got in the car, Maul. Camille, you was on the phone with Camille. We hollering at Camille.
Yeah.
Camille hit me for my birthday. Yanni hit me for my birthday.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bruh, without each person here and the people that you are attached to, bruh, little Trey, God, Dad, happy birthday. Like, bruh, if I only had this stuff, bruh. So I'm trying to tell people, I get it. I understand. Somebody sold you a lie and they told you that money will make you happy. Take it from people who have it. It will not. Now.
This might not be the right podcast to talk about.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Yeah, yeah, but you're not by yourself, though.
But money didn't get my daughter into Michigan State.
Yeah. Mm,
relationship. Yeah.
Bruh, come on, man. I don't even know if you can put a value on having your firstborn at a school that's in the neighborhood of the community. All three of y'all went to Michigan State.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't go to Michigan State. Camille didn't go to Michigan State. All three of y'all went to Michigan State. All the two of the three got their spouses from Michigan State.
Yeah.
Bro, just think about that. I've been going to Michigan State for the longest, speaking there, and now my daughter is a junior at that same school, bro. That ain't come from money. Yeah. That came from relationships, bro. That came from me seeing three men. But I'm gonna hit y'all with this. I ain't never told y'all before, but my prayer has been that my daughter, her husband, finds her at Michigan State, and he's a guy just like how all y'all found y'all spouses in school.
Praise God.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bro, you can't put a dollar on that. Now, I could have messed up this relationship in the beginning. I'm going back to take control.
Take control.
The name of it was called Take Control, and I was paying my own way there.
You was taking control. You was taking control.
Not only that, I was paying for my own hotel.
You was taking control, bro.
I think I might even bought a conference ticket one time.
You was taking control.
Maul was speaking with a wristband on.
I was speaking with a wristband on, bro. But I'm just saying,
he was taking control, man.
Bro, how many people, though, was there, part of it, and they kind of was looking for the coin.
The homie hooker.
They was looking for the homie hooker. They looking for the coin in it and saying, hey, man, I ain't making no money. I ain't getting paid like that, man. I'm done. I'm about to bounce.
Yeah.
Not seeing this.
The relationship.
Not seeing a relationship from it, bro.
But somebody going to say, but yeah, Maul, you had a bunch of money at that time.
Because I invested.
No, I got you.
And you see what I'm saying.
But I'm trying to, again, we talking about.
But he was still looking for something.
He wasn't fulfilled with the money. And that was a good point you just made. Yes, I did have a lot of money, but the reason why I had a lot of money was because of the relationships that I built early on. The relationships came first. Remember, Damon's uncle, literally, relationship was in real estate. He introduced me to April, relationship. April became my real estate broker relationship, which introduced me to other people that was in a real estate industry.
You've been with April how long?
24 years. I got every single property except for one from her.
Wow.
Every single relationship, bro.
Yeah, and I'm being honest, man. Let's just talk. Y'all know, you know, while some people might be looking at, you know, the backyard, y'all know it. I was in holding for 2 years.
Yeah.
I was in holding for 2 years. I had money. But my boy, who I had, you know, a slight relationship with, he was a cop in Cali. I had a slight relationship with him through speaking. He introduced me to a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the dude he introduced me to could have been, you know, decent.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he, in his own personal life, he had some struggles and made some decisions that end up costing him, you know, legal stuff. And then now he got, I'm coming after, another person coming after him because he didn't finish our project. Another person coming, you feel me? And so then through belief, right? Through belief, I'm like belief. And then through our guy, Mark, through Realty One, Mark was like, yo, I got a friend named Mark, you know, who is, he do pools. Yep. And Mark came through and was like, yeah, I was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Character. Mark was like, look, here's what we're going to do. I'm not going to be your general contractor because I'm going to have to charge you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is I'm a good person. I got other good people who are going to work with me, and we're going to get this thing done for you. And we're going to try to minimize the loss that you took. So I'm saying I picked somebody who didn't have the greatest character, who had a license, who was licensed in California to do pools, who had showed me work that he did, but his character wasn't solid.
Yep.
And so it cost me 200-something plus grand.
But through relationships.
But through relationships, now a closer one, Mark, Belief. Belief was like, yeah, that was my pastor. I went to his church because the second time I was like, man, God help me, God. Like, I can't go through this again. Like, I know you got me, but you want me to be a good steward of your money. And I'm not doing I just came on my own. I'm not from Cali.
You can add to that. Then got Johnny.
Yep. Then Johnny, through you, came through
as a GC.
Yep. And came in. Yep. You know what I'm saying? From a financial standpoint, looked out. And so I started sending Maul my stuff. Even my guy Gino here not doing work. I sent Maul the invoice, and Maul was like, oh, bro,
too much.
Solid.
Yep, the good guy.
Yep. Then I hit Eddie. Mm. Eddie was like, solid. you know, in terms of the speakers, the TV, like, yo, this is what, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, now I'm in a position where I got individuals that I'm working with who are looking after me and taking care of me.
I'm trying to think, like, I'm really here sitting thinking, what do you have that's not connected to a relationship?
Yeah, man.
I don't know if it's a, I'm just throwing a question out. Like, what do you have?
And again, I think y'all are almost there, but I don't know if it's all the way there because, again, you know, people who hearing, you know, who hear this or, and again, we got a lot of good people that listen to this. Yeah. Maybe not our people, but it's just like when you got, when you behind on your bills and you got something going on, that's where I need y'all to dig deep and find out what that was. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when you really got your baby's daycare bill due, your wife stressing you, your husband stressing you, you know, you got, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you see that opportunity there and it's like, you looking at somebody like, more like, bro, what's a extra $1,500 tomorrow? It ain't, in their head. I'm saying, you're rationalizing it. What I'm telling you is, people end up rationalizing those type of things like, bro, you good. Like more, you know how it is. Like you had some, you talked about it. You done forgot people's name, but they try to overcharge you for something. But it's like, okay, it's more. You like, what's the deal? I'm your boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, bro,
ain't
extra thousand
you.
Per.
But I'm saying,
but it's not gonna hurt me, but it's gonna hurt
you. It's gonna hurt you though.
Because he could have had, you know how many furnaces?
Yeah.
CJ, the guy.
I didn't do that.
Hey, you know you done messed up. Put that in there right now. You know you done messed up. You know how many jobs this person could have had?
Yeah.
So you're not looking at the future value.
Not even for your friends, for you.
For me.
No.
Because it's me, you should say, I'm not going to overcharge him.
You.
Because he can get me into all this other stuff. I want to show him that I can take care of everything.
Yeah, that's wrong, though. Like, and that's why they not there, because they're using situations to determine what they do, and your character should be the situation. Mm. You feel me? Like, your character should be the situation. Yep. Your character should tell you how to navigate a relationship or how to navigate
a business. Can we speak to that real quick? Like, so, because it's been so many situations, and I feel like, Ma, you've had them too. I always talk about people being in that gray area where it's like, it was unethical, but not illegal. Or not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so, even if you have to sit down, and I'm going to just say this. If you question it, whether or not it's the right move, just be transparent about it. You know what I'm saying? If you in your own mind, if you like, because I know my homie had to be like, okay, I know what we agreed upon. I know it's time to say something. I'm looking at their crib. Okay, this ain't not, like, and I know at some point it went through, if it go through your mind like that, you know what I'm saying? So what's the difference between you saying unethical and dirty and shady?
Yeah, but the difference is,
because we ain't talking about stealing.
Yeah, no,
we ain't talking about you just writing bad checks. That ain't what we're talking about.
But because one, you're using man's law to build off of your character. Well, that's wrong, bro.
Yeah.
You should have your own internal law.
Yeah.
You feel me? You shouldn't be on no, is this unethical or this law? Like, can I get away with this?
Right. Yeah.
You should say, it's like, bro, I went to the prison yesterday. I knew Maul with all my heart, bruh. And, you know, everybody wasn't happy about it. I'm not, you know, dogging nobody out, but everybody wasn't happy about it. It was like, but I was like, it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I feel like the way God set this up, this is what he wanted me to do. And I felt like, hey, going 2.5-hour drive, I wasn't tripping about the drive, but I knew this is what God want me to do. And at the end of the day, God put me on this earth. God is the reason why I live, I breathe, I have my being. And so if this is what the Father want me to do, it don't really matter. And I'm saying, sometimes you look at something that's like it's unethical, whatever. But sometimes it could be your own spouse who question you. Job's wife questioned him, like, curse God and die. Job didn't go, oh, this is my wife.
Yeah.
I need to, you know what I'm saying? What she's saying is right. No, Job was like, yo, when I look at my Robert Rules of Order, I got God, I got my wife. Like, no, this ain't right. No, don't say curse God and die. This is what you should be saying. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Like this is his Robert Rules of Order. This is his litmus test. Like, this is what I go by. I don't go by all the other stuff. So I don't go by how much money Maul got.
Yeah.
I don't go by what kind of crib Maul live in.
Yeah.
I go by, this is the work that I'm about to give you. This is the value of the work. It don't change depending on who's there. So I go to the prison, Maul. I'm in there waxing deep for about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Homegirl, like, oh, we still got another, say this, say this. I said, okay, come here. She's like, come here. I said, go back and say this to the prison. I was like, okay, bet, said it. Questions. Answer questions. Nobody ain't saying nothing after the first round. She's like, no, they timid. They still got some. I said, okay, I'm here. I'm for it. I'll leave when I leave. I'll get home when I get home. But when I go to bed at night, I will know that God is pleased with the work that I did today. That's the internal compass. And that's the problem, see?
Only E could go to prison on his birthday.
Yeah,
on his birthday.
But that's the problem. See, you saying, oh, I got bills to pay. Why do you have bills to pay? That's the real, why have you not paid your bills? Why are you behind in your bills? You know why? Because you didn't steward your money the way God told you to steward your money. So you didn't spend it on, you gave it away, maybe you shouldn't have gave it away. God didn't tell you to do that. Or maybe you spent it on toys, or maybe you spent it trying to impress people. We got to go to the root. The root is, what is the basis of my decision making? How do I decide how I make decisions? Do I do it based on God's word, or do I base it on my needs? And at the end of the day, if you base it upon your needs, you're going to get the consequences that come with doing it on your knees. You do what God tell you to do, you're going to get, and man, when you look at the Bible, bro, this is the part that really blow my mind. Everybody be tripping on like, oh, you got to pay tithe to the church. Bro, I don't even see it like that, Ma. I just see God saying, hey, I'm doing this for you. This is all I'm asking for in return. Like, who gives you? Somebody say, hey, I'm going to give you 10 grand. All you got to do is give me 1,000 back. Like, you ain't got nothing. I'm about to give you 10 grand. All I'm asking for you is give me 1,000 back. You feel me?
1,000?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to kill me.
You got 10,000.
But watch this, Ma. Here's how I always see it. You ain't have nothing. Somebody said, I'm going to give you 100,000. If I give you 100,000, will you give me 10,000 back?
Because you're in the lack mentality. You feel
me? Good until you get that in your hands.
So what's funny, though?
You got to.
Yeah.
Just think about where this conversation started with you saying you went and worked out when you had E. coli. It's full circle right back to that. It's
integrity, bro.
It's integrity. No matter how I feel, no matter what's going on, these are the principles.
Nobody watching me.
Nobody,
these are the principles.
And my wife was telling me, and I had to tell my wife, get behind me, Satan. Yeah, she was like, she rubbing me on the back of my head. Baby, it's okay. You don't have to. You can just lay here.
But no, I
made it. And I had to show her. I made a commitment.
Yeah.
I made a commitment to myself.
Yeah, nobody else.
And guess what? The day I start breaking a commitment to myself,
that's it.
The
that's
day easy already, for me to break a commitment
you already
to
gone,
everybody
bro.
Else.
You exactly. Already, yeah, it's a dead. Yeah, it's dead. Dr. A said something to me. He's helping Jalen, like pushing him, like, look, let's finish this book up. And he said something deep, man. I was like, hey, man, whatever happened. He's like, happy birthday. I was like, man, hey, you a great resource to the community, whatever. He said, E, man, I just want to say thank you, bro. He said, man, for the last, 10, 20 years, bro, he said, decades, I've been a lone wolf, bro. He said, E, I know you see me, with Obama, you see me doing my thing. Yeah, you're right. I have done some great things. Wife, daughter, I'm killing the game. He said, but E, I haven't been fully fulfilled, E. I've been a lone wolf. He said, E, it feels so much better being in a room and living a life with like-minded people. He like, bruh, you know how I felt when I showed you that resort that I went to and you wasn't jealous or envious, you weren't mad, you weren't putting no negative energy. He was like, E, I don't got nobody in my life. When I do that, they like, oh, bro, where you at? Oh, bro, that's dope. Oh, you and your wife, Martha's Vineyard. Man, my man go to Martha's. I ain't never been to Martha's Vineyard. When he writing, he go to Martha's Vineyard. He got a spot up there, and he go, I was like, bro, that's dope. Like, I don't know that I ever need to come. I don't know if I do or not. You tell me. But, bro, that's dope that you put yourself in a position. He was just like, E, I don't. For the decades, I haven't had like-minded people. And he wasn't saying nothing about the money he's made being with Next Level Speakers. He didn't say nothing about the money he's made being connected
to
us.
Next Level Speakers.
Yeah, you feel me? He didn't say none of that. He just said, bro, what a joy it is to be in a space with like-minded people, bro.
That's going to go over somebody's head. They ain't going to. What he just said, bro, is what I told y'all before. I had prayed for that. Remember, I used to live. I think I kept that police uniform.
You prayed for me? You prayed that I would come in your life?
I prayed to E.T. to hit my creature.
Prayed that
and his number two happened to be. It's a package deal.
I
feel like this is a moment for us.
You know what I'm saying?
Are we having a moment? You blushing a little bit.
I'm just trying to show my suit.
I came into your life.
But no, it's because, bro, like really? Like, really, bro? Like, I could walk. Like, when E was talking about the vision of this house, man.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I still remember it, man. And I remember walking through and listening to him talk about his vision, bro. And just being excited. Like, genuinely happy.
Yeah.
And this man, the same thing. Dog came to my crib, was just genuinely happy, bro, to have people in your life, bro. All of y'all. Where it's just like, dog. Bruh, when you win, I win.
And
that's the mentality
and
we gotta have. You know
we
what?
Gotta have
that, bro.
And energy attracts energy.
Energy. Yeah. 100.
So you end up, like, I told somebody, like, remember I told y'all, when somebody left their purse or something at our conference, like, in their chair, they was like,
bro, they were scared.
Oh, bro. And I was like, oh, it's right there.
In Atlanta.
I said, it's either there or it's in the back room. Right. I said, I promise you ain't nobody steal that thing. We just don't attract
that
kind of energy.
People,
And so, man, we've been so blessed because of the energy that we put out. The energy comes back. So that's how Maul ends up in our circle. That's how Josh ends up in our circle. That's how all of these people that we end up rocking with end up in our circle. And it's like, yo, if you look up and you got too many shady people in your circle,
you
might be attracting the right thing.
Yeah, you might be
it's
shady.
It's like, bro, you got to look at what you're doing. So,
flies like, and bees like honey.
Carl, you were supposed to tell me earlier, you were telling me who I was, reminded you of in the Bible.
Yeah, no,
you know
what
I'm saying? I wanted to get that out
praise God.
No doubt.
Oh, praise God.
I don't know. You pulled up in the Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah.
And the conversation stopped.
I was telling him, I was reading the story this morning.
I wanted to hear. I was like, hold on, nobody. Ever compared me, you know, to a biblical character. I know he used to call me David sometimes.
Yeah. See,
so when David, for those that don't know their Bible, I'll give kind of the background. David messed around, had, you know, he made his mistake, right? Yeah. It's like, yo,
ooh, I don't like how this is starting.
No, this not you. This not. I'm giving setup.
You
said
it's
coming. Context.
So let's it's get coming. This right. Wait. Set the stage. So you're saying when David messed with Bathsheba.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're saying that CJ...
No, CJ ain't come in yet. Okay. No, all right.
So, okay.
We're at a five.
I'm just saying,
okay,
David
on,
made a mistake, and there's consequences that come with that. So we fast forward, and now David is literally at war with his son Absalom, right? He's at war. Like, Absalom has half of the kingdom, more than half.
Mm.
And David ran up out of the joint. They're chasing him. Joab is the dude that I was talking about.
Okay.
So
good.
Joab's role... was crazy. Short version of the story. Joab is David's general in the army.
Okay.
Joab is the person that finds Absalom and kills him.
Sounds
takes
about
him out.
Right.
I'm talking about takes
like
him out.
I like that. I like where this is going.
No, it's you are going to love where it's going. He takes my man out. Yeah. David finds out, you know, war is over, whatever. David finds out, and David is mourning. I'm talking about like wailing. They're like, yo, the whole city is like, yo, like, we just won for you.
Yeah.
Joab walks into Dave, and I feel like again, this is Carl's version of the Bible, but he Will Smith'd him.
Mm.
Like, yo, this whole army just went out here and fought for you, and you crying over your son. Get it together. Mm. That's a wrap.
Yeah,
they
like
just
CJ.
Gave their life to you.
Ooh.
For you.
Ooh.
No, I'm just being real. I read that this morning. I was like, that's CJ's role in our lives. Again, he is.
No, CJ role ain't that in my life. That man, come on, smack
you.
Some problems and some repercussions going on. I'm like, wait a minute. Where is this going? I still got my guns.
You about to get smacked in your face. You about to get smacked in your face.
I just said, Carl just said, CJ is like that in all of our lives. That man ain't smacking me.
I'm just saying the person that despite what's shaking and moving, I got you.
He prayed for you to smack him in his face.
He didn't catch that. I prayed for him.
No.
Not about
it. Please help this man. Please help this young boy.
Whoever the other two men is.
In light of the conversation,
no
you need that person in your life.
No
I don't care how emotional you get or what you feel. It's his son, doggone it, that died.
But his
and not
son
only
trying
died,
to kill
he
him.
Killed his son. And they came back. I was like, yo, shut up. Stop mourning for your son. Bruh, that's a whole different mindset of somebody that is operating on principle.
Straight facts, bro.
Facts.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying?
That's it.
So it's like, if that's not you, you need that person in your life that if you are like, yo, I'm going to charge a little more. Who are you talking to that could tell you, bro, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You're about to blow everything up that you work for. So, no, that was the story.
Man, appreciate that, man. Y'all go read the Bible.
You know I wish this dude would come smack me.
No, you pray for me, bro.
I pray I'm gonna pray for you tonight. Yeah, make sure that you don't never do nothing that crazy. I'm gonna pray for you.
Just slap him now.
Yeah, yeah. Get it over.
Come on. You done lost all that bacteria weight. I might get you.
Hey, the guns.
Yeah, them things ain't firing like they were.
They firing. It's a sniper, nah.
You got a little 22, nah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This ain't one.
That little Harlem Knights gun. Stop shooting that little.
Put that little thing away.
Hey, shout out to Organifi, the superfood green juice powder, keeping this podcast powered up, man. Go to Organifi.
Oh, you
got to
put Organifi
success.
To court, E.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right, you missed right. Organifi.
Yeah, they got, hey, they need to send me some more green juice. I'm low. I had to send Fat my last green juice. Mm. She keep having babies, so I had to send it out to her. But shout out to Organifi. Use the promo code SUCCESS, 20% off your order. Also, man, big shout out, I said it earlier, big shout out to our Patreon fam, man. We are going crazy on there. I don't know what got it. I love Patreon. Like, I'm into it. Like, the
CJ
content,
posted 2-3 times a day.
I'm posting, bro. I'm in there heavy.
Yeah, I was into
we got
app.
The chat going crazy now. We got, you know, Maul and I did a live in there. Yeah. So we're going live
Patreon.
Now.
Yeah, we did a live.
Yeah, we did live just for our Patreon audience, man, asking questions, laughing, joking.
I got a lot of messages.
Super dope, man. So go to Patreon, sign up with us. We're going to be adding even more to that. We got exclusive messages from ET, speaking at NFL team, all that stuff. So go to Patreon, S2S Podcast. Sign up today. We want to see y'all in there. If y'all been listening to this pod and laughing at these jokes and eating off the information that we gave you for a while, it's time to, you know what I'm saying, join the community.
You better sign up for CJ Smack You.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to have Maul pray that y'all join. His prayer works. He attracts those things.
That's all.
Yeah. But with that being said, man, fantastic. E, love you, man. Thank you for sharing the crib. We're going to get a couple more pods off out here, but it really is beautiful out here, and it's inspiring. Your palm trees, putting mine to shame. But I'm going to come out here and water them for you in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just make sure they're good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But yeah, no, nah, we love y'all. We out of here.
See you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.